Scott Slocum sent you.
COVID is still here, and so are we. 1340 WJOL. The latest news regarding the pandemic can be found right here on 1340 WJOL.
7:37, Slocum in the morning. We're visiting with Joliet, Will County Defense Attorney Jeff Tomczak, former state's attorney, joins us live in our WJOL studios. He has been hired by Sergeant Javier Escueda, 51-year-old Joliet police officer. Has Javier been down there about 20 years, 20-year vet?
Over 20.
Over 20-year vet. This all goes back to the Eric Lurie video release. Two counts of official misconduct is what Escueda has been charged with, booked into Kendall County Jail because apparently there was a download of the video while in Kendall County. Joliet's far west side police station is in Kendall County. And these are felony charges, by the way. Al Rochner has said Esquivel, the Joliet police chief, Al Rochner, unauthorized access to video evidence. It was a criminal investigation is what led him to be placed on desk duty. And then earlier this week, they walked in and they arrested him and took him to the Kendall County Jail. He immediately posted bail and was out free and hired you.
Scott, may I add something?
Absolutely.
I have a sneaking suspicion that this case may have ended up in Kendall County because it was shopped. Shopped?
And
yes.
Okay.
Jim and I haven't always gotten along, but my gut feeling here after 35 years of doing this is these charges were probably and would most normally be presented to the Will County State's Attorney's Office. And my guess is the good people over there, Pete Wilkes and Jim Glasgow and Ken Gray, looked at this and said, heck no. No, we don't want it. Then my guess is the Major Crime Task Force went marching, went shopping, and the only other place they could go in this instance would have been Kendall County. That's my gut feeling on this. I think it was shopped around. My guess is it was declined by Jim's office as it rightfully should have been declined, and then they shopped it over at Kendall County. That's my guess.
We have seen several cases in Will County go to special prosecutors, though, and police don't necessarily like that. Do you understand that angle?
Well, the other case, I represent almost all of the Joliet policemen that get charged out here. And Jim generally gives them to a special prosecutor's office.
So why?
Sometimes I don't know why. Sometimes it's because they're witnesses in cases. Cassie's case was such like that. Crowley's case was like that. I don't know why, but that's the normal course of practice. But I am somewhat concerned that we shop this case around. The other thing that happened is Chief Rochner said that he wanted an independent investigating agency looking at this, so he gave it to the Will Grundy Major Crime Task Force. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Well, guess who tried to interview Butch? Two Joliet officers. And this is really interesting. If you look at the complaint, who swore out the complaint? Joe Aguizio swore out the complaint.
Okay.
So this is all Joliet. This was supposed to be no Joliet officers involved at all, and it turned out it was all Joliet officers who happened to be assigned to the Will County Major Crime Task Force. I mean, come on. That doesn't pass the muster.
You've seen the Eric Lurie video. I've seen the Eric Lurie. We've all seen it. It's all over the place. Lurie was pronounced dead some 12 or 13 hours after going to St. Joseph Medical Center. The coroner's official cause of death was heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, intoxication. He swallowed 10 times the lethal amount of these drugs. We can debate and argue whether the Joliet Police Department was proper in handling the situation they did or they weren't. Of course, they were never charged with anything from major crimes or from the state's attorney's office, so that is over for now. There's a lawsuit filed by the Lurie family. They're going after the Joliet Police Department. And one of the sergeants, I believe Doug May, a civil lawsuit has been filed. So that video, what were your thoughts when you saw the video? Here's someone who was arrested and tried to hide evidence. As a defense attorney.
As a human being and a defense attorney. What are you doing with the stuff in your mouth? I mean, let's be honest. It starts with that. But then once you're in custody of the police, it's the law enforcement's responsibility to take care of you. All right? So here's what's going on. I personally believe that they were in evidence recovery mode when they should have been in emergency medical mode. When you see somebody chewing, and if they, especially if before he was placed in the squad car, if they had any suspicions that he had drugs in his mouth, you got to deal with that situation first. As he's driving, you can see he's got something in his mouth. You got to pull over and get it out of his mouth. For whatever reason, and you know, these policemen, they have good intentions. I'm not saying that any of their intentions were bad, but the bottom line is they should have been in emergency medical mode right now, not in evidence recovery mode. You know, I've tried quite a few abuse cases. I've never heard of a stunner, I think was the term that was used.
A slap to the face?
Yeah, well, I've never heard of that, okay? And the language that was used, I've never, you know, that's not appropriate either. It's kind of a sad thing. I mean, if you look at that tape, the last thing that Eric Lurie saw before he died, self-inflicted or otherwise, was while he was handcuffed in the back of a squad car being slapped by an officer and called a nasty name. And if you look at the video, you see his eyes open. That's probably the last thing that that gentleman had on this earth. So I don't know. I, you know, Lou Bertani used to say that's why they make apple pie and cherry pie, because people disagree.
Sure.
And everyone's going to have their own opinion of the tape, but that's what the federal jury is going to be for.
Jeff, let's talk about the whistleblower defense. Before we went to break, I said, will that be your defense? You said, among other things, this was an act that was passed in 1989, amended in 2019. Basically, the whistleblower allows government officials or police officers to expose what they believe to be corruption. So therein lies your defense initially.
Correct. That's part of it. And it's all, there's also kind of a moral aspect to the case, which is going to go through. I would suspect that this case is going to end up in federal court. That's where it's going to end up being. And I honestly, I don't usually like to predict things, but I'm thinking in this case, there's probably going to be a big, fat federal judgment against the city and everybody involved in charging Butch. It's something that just shouldn't happen. But there's a bad side to it, Scott. If you may bear with me. Doesn't this really send a message from the chief to the frontline officers that should they have the opportunity or should they be in front of something that they didn't think was appropriate, some type of misconduct, maybe brutality, maybe it's verbal, who knows what it is. Doesn't this really send a message to the frontline officers that if you see something like that, you better keep your mouth shut or we're coming at you with a felony? That's what this really says. And we've got to think about it. Is that really the message that we want to send to our officers right now? And I know, and I think the policemen know me, how much I care about them and appreciate them and how proud we all are of them. But this is just a really, really bad message from the white shirts to the blue shirts to keep their mouth shut.
The video, though, will you admit, was evidence in an investigation. And how can you release evidence in an investigation?
Well, here's the reason. The chief released the evidence in the investigation. That's the most important point that's been overlooked here. Chief Roachner leaked this video first, not to the family, to select members of the media and select members of the community. So if we're going to talk about the leak, maybe we need to file a charge against the chief and see if he can stand up to an official misconduct charge. Because really, what was the chief's motive for doing that? What was the chief's motive for doing that without showing it to the family first? Let's think that out. Okay. That's something I'm going to ask the listeners to really kind of noodle this morning, and maybe we'll get an answer. But I think it's political more than anything.
When is the next court date?
November 9th at 8:30. Okay. We're going to be up for arraignment. We've already filed two separate motions to dismiss the case. The first is because, it does not state a cause of action for official misconduct. And we also are challenging venue to try to get it back into Will County where it belongs.
Okay. Jeff Tomczak representing Sergeant Javier Butch Escada, 51-year-old Joliet Police Department, arrested on two counts of official misconduct earlier this week. Jeff, good seeing you again. Thanks for stopping by, and please stay in touch on this.
I will. Good seeing you, Scott.
All right, 7:46. Coming up next, Monica brings you headlines. I have sports. Rick DeMille's got traffic and weather right here on Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.